The pasuk says, "Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach besade." He actually bumps into Rivka. What was he doing after the Gemara Brachos and that Kavav Medei says, "Ein sicha el tefila shenemer tefila liyani kiyata pofnei Hashem yishpoch sicha." Yitzchak was davening. This is the source for Mincha. Avram is attacking Shacharis, and they were at a different pasuk. Vayamo, the pasuk. Vayamo, Vayashkin Avavokel, and Magom Asher Amad Sham, and we know, Ein Amid, that was Tfilah Shem, and Vayamo Tinchas, Vayipaleo. And Yitzchak thinking to us, Mincha, as you point out this thing, Vayitza Yitzchak, Lasuach Kasada, and the Gemara then says later on that Yaakov was the thinking to Tfilah Shem. Arvis, Shinemra, Vayitzka, Magom, Vayol, and Sham, Ein Tegiya, and Tfilah Shem, and Vayipaleo, So Avram was attacking Shacharis, Yitzchak was attacking Mincha, Yaakov was attacking Marv, and the pasuk of Mincha comes up from this week's Parsha. So it's appropriate just to talk a few minutes, a couple tips in terms of how to improve tefillah and the work on Kabbalah of tefillah, etc., etc. Specifically, Tefillas Mincha, the Gemara writes, if I'm not mistaken, in Brachos, that Eliyahu HaNavi was the most meticulous, the most careful about Tefillas Mincha. And the Hezbollah that the Mefarshe Gemara explained is for Shacharis, you wake up and you're ready to daven, first thing you do. Gemara is at the end of the day of Mincha, in the middle of the day, you're going, you're coming, it's so, you have a quick Mincha, as they say in yeshivas. You know, what's it called? So if that's the case, it could be Dafka Yitzchak's tefillah of Mincha, it's worth the Torah, the Mechazik, the movement, chance to talk about tefillah. Specifically in yeshivas, it's sometimes funny, I talked to one or two guys about this year, every year it's true. Somehow you're in high school, and when you daven, you work on your tefillah, you connect to tefillah, you feel more connected, you get to yeshiva. If anything, you're in Eretz Yisrael. Specifically, Shimon HaKotel, Mamish, looking at the place where the whole world davens right there, and when they look right there when they daven, when we do that, it's a totally different understanding. Throughout all of Jewish history, people had were willing to sacrifice tremendous things for this chus to daven. We daven every day, and somehow, it's so easy, so in a steady nation. Yeshiva, even more sometimes in high school, to lose track of tefillah. Check on the box, I wake up for Shacharis, I daven, check on the box, Mincha, I'm done, check on the box, Marv, I daven, bite. I daven, so if I don't daven, I wouldn't feel guilty. In high school, it was a way of davening with Kavanah, connecting to God, and I understand that somehow when you're focused all day on learning, it's important not to lose track of the value of tefillah. Okay. Work and, you know, the Rambam's lashon for tefillah is avodah, avodah shebaleiv, if it is avodah, it's easy when you come to yeshiva to focus only on learning Gemara. One should focus a lot on learning Gemara. You focused on your Hashemayim, and one should. You focus on Shemiras HaMitzvos, and one should. But almost the things that you were already good at, you can take advantage of, and feel it constantly. Sometimes it's when you're not focused on God all day, you dab and you begin to connect. It's a little easier to connect when you're learning, and you're focused on religion and God all day. It's a little more difficult. Just a few quick thoughts to the Mechazik to you. The chassidim, how he's shown him, they used to spend 9 hours a day involved in tefillah. That may sound painful to many of us. And I don't think the Gemara actually intended for us to spend 9 hours, an hour preparing, an hour davening, and an hour on the post tefillah experience, three times a day, that's going to get you 9 hours. Well, I don't think he expects many of us to do this, and that's why they call them chassidim ha-rishonim. They weren't like, you know, average, run-of-the-mill type of people. But I do think the Gemara wants us to spend a minute before davening, or so, and more surprisingly, a minute after davening, just to reflect for a second. The minute before davening is maybe more sensible at first glance. The minute after davening is important. Also, it's not by chance the Gemara mentioned that it was an hour before, but chassidim ha-rishonim is an hour after. And it could even be the point of this hour before and an hour after is dafka, an hour because it could be the preparation for davening and the post-tefillah experience taking the exact same amount of time as the tefillah itself. It's not just by chance. The tefillah warm-up to recognize you're about to talk to Hashem to recognize that you just spoke to Hashem should be literally awe-inspiring. Sometimes we fall into the trap of whispering to ourselves opposed to remembering that we're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sometimes the goal just is to get all the words properly stated out of our mouth. I would never pass a shul and miss a paragraph of Shemoneh Esrei. I would never miss three or four of those brachos. It's every bracha. The goal is just to get all the words out. Meaning them is totally irrelevant. When you bench also, I got a bench, I'm not going to say these words. Chaim Soloveitchik was famous for pointing out a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam has two different definitions of kavana. And he'll see the one is parak dal, one is parak yud. One place he says you need to know the Perush HaMilim, the translation of the words, which is a good, the first paragraph, which is a good advice, by the way, for all the paragraphs you should know. The first paragraph is Ma'akev. As one, I'm sorry, you should know the Perush HaMilim. And the second thing the Rambam says is you should have kavana looked out, maybe at Talmud, you should recognize the state in front of God. So Chaim says, which is really true? And he answers, one is the first paragraph of Perush HaMilim, and one is recognition of who you're standing in front of, which means, according to Chaim, with Russian strong, you look at Chaim inside. If you don't know who you're talking to, you're not going to feel it. If you miss two or three brachas, maybe you're not yoti the Rabbanan, I don't even know. Probably it's more important to stand Dalach Nehemiah Talmud, that you look Naomi, Dalach Machem, Lachem, Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's more value in knowing who you're standing in front of than probably anything else. Than Perush HaMilim for the last 18 of the 19 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. The definition of tefillah, explains the Chaim, is standing in front of God, connecting to God, talking to God. The technicalities are what you say it, when you daven. You're not Yosef. You don't recognize you're standing in front of God. The Soloveitchik used to say, similarly, there are certain mitzvahs, in the whole shtickle Torah will cut to the chase, that certain mitzvahs have the maisa and their kiyum is the same. The goal of a lulav and the pool of a lulav is the same. So Vichy pointed out there are certain mitzvahs, maybe Kriyat Shema, maybe not, maybe Avelos, maybe Tshuva. And Tefillah, where the Maisa mitzvah is the repetition of the text. But that's not what the mitzvah is. Not just the Svara of the mitzvah, or the time of the mitzvah. The Etza mitzvah of Tefillah is talking to God. Now you need a text to say, the Etza mitzvah of Tefillah is connecting, is Avodah Shebelev, is connecting to God. And therefore I encourage people to daven with passion, daven with his life was that with energy, with emotion, with enthusiasm. It could be, if you're not going to spend an hour before tefillah for a minute or two, especially, you're not going to be a Russian theater anyway, to focus a few minutes, not that you shouldn't be, you may look at that anyway, this is at least something productive to do during that night. To prepare, to sit, to focus, and that to stand in front of Hashem, and that to talk to my Creator. The humbling experience. I want to gather a little bit of energy, I want to gather a little bit of excitement, a little bit of enthusiasm, I want to dive with hunger, with passion, with drive, with emotion. Sometimes you want to go down to the coast, if you're having a tough time diving, if you're having a tough diving streak, go down to the coast, they'll usually mild is better, dive slow, say every word properly. Every word they probably take your time. Nighttime at the coast is a very special time. Try to connect to Hashem. There are people who like to put on jackets and hats for tefillah. I don't think halacha is necessary. It's a nice thing to do if someone wants. I'm not against it at all. It's not my style. I wasn't raised that way. But to do something to prepare for tefillah is a good thing. And halacha is supposed to wash your hands. I wash before the other day. Mara, trauma best is sometimes I forget shots. I wash in the morning, so it counts also. Pretty good about washing again. To me, I don't even know the reason why halacha is about how many hands and whatnot. It's just like a chance to remind myself of davening. Entering to talk to Kaddish Baruch. When I was in Kemo Shabbat, I used to have like, they used to say, Dakar Sheket, whatever it is. And they took wait for like 4 seconds and no one would be paying quiet anyway. And the whole goal of it was just to get people to quiet for Mincha, opposed to using that time during Ashrei to get quiet for Shemoneh Esrei. But it's a really nice thing to like, to sit and think of that to talk to Hashem. And the post-tefillah experience, to carry it with you. I just spoke to Hashem, I asked for my request. And there are crazy stories. There's a story about Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who says, you know, when he was done davening, he knew based upon his connection to tefillah and whatnot, how many of the 13 bakashas Hashem was going to answer him. I don't know how many more. 13 back kashas. He knew at the end of tefillah, Hashem would answer all that. There's a story that Kassam Sof, that when the Kassam Sof, his son was 7 years old and very sick, his wife said, come out and make mention go down with him. So the Kassam Sof went to a room, walked out an hour later for Schwitz. Totally stoked. And he goes, don't worry, I got 50 more years. People didn't know what to make of that story because the Kassam Sof died at age 57. I know, still don't know what to make of that story. But there's a certain sense of learning how to connect to Hashem, the people who are great at it, had a confidence when they did it. But to connect to God, to talk to Him, to ask Him for what you want, to try your best to understand the relationship with Him a little bit. A couple of more practical tips. Look inside the Siddur. Know the translation of the words. I can't guarantee you'll have Kavanah if you know the translation of the words. But I can be 100% certain. If you don't know what the words are, how do you even expect that? What even does it mean, come on? If you don't know the translation. I remember when I was Shana Aleph, I opened up my Siddur, and I wrote down above every single word, this means this, and this means this, and I got stuck in the Lamashin and Mount Lucy, I wish I could recognize it. You can raise it, there's all sorts of different phrases. I remember, like, you know, that had Sakerus, Chaberus, Magerus, Sakhneb, and Erav, I mean, I knew they were all the same, I knew what they meant. They translate each word. Now they have Siddur that have that translation, so goodbye to Siddur, save yourself a little bit of time. But even Lubilo's term, it's just still just going through it out. Think about the words, think about the translation, focus on feeling beforehand, have davening inspire you to become more religious. There's become this expression in Yeshiva, the daven up a Gemara. The reader too quick, not pay attention. So disheartened, so sad. The daven doesn't mean to, you know, put yourself in auto gear and just say things without meaning any of them. That's what it means to daven. Now, anytime, the Gemara writes, there's certain things that always require chizik, tefillah is one of them. But maybe this would be a good time to do it. To focus on the words, to look inside, try to daven with passion, with emotion. If you have to do mikok shalom l'shma b'lishma, you want to at least learn Torah, understanding tefillah, the key of Talmud Torah as well. Ask yourself, what did Chazal want in this bracha? What did Chazal intend when they authored this bracha? Why did they stick this paragraph of Tehillim in the Pesukah de Zimra? What am I saying in the paragraph of Tehillim? Even if your goal is not to connect to God, at least we talk Shalosh Mabalashma, at least try to understand the Tehillim. It'd be great if people started asking kashas on Tehillim. You walk down to lunch and say, it's so interesting. Did anyone notice that Sim Shalom is in the middle of the Hodah section and it has so many bakashas? Did anyone know that Tafanela Adam Das at the beginning of the bakashas, and that the words itself are Tafanela Adam Das, the middle of Yosh Binar, still parts of Sheva? Why do we put a Tafan and Tanu in the middle of a Tafanela? Why are the first three and last three brachas the exact same in every single tefillah, but the bakashas go in and out? Isn't Ritzay really also kind of a bakasha? What are we asking for? We say, Re'evan Yenu, Re'evan Yenu, Golenu. What type of gula is that? Didn't we spend the next, just after Brechlin, the next six brachas asking for gula, Tikkat HaShofar, keep it going, so why not? What's the order of these brachos? Is there any rhyme or reason to them? We say, Hashiveinu, Avinu, Sarasach, Avinu, Malkeinu, Avinu, Bachreinu, Bitchu, Mashalim, Avinu, 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 what's that phase doing there? Return us with tshuva. There's three ways to return us, there's two ways to return us, but do a fifth with tshuva. What's some other way of returning? What does that even mean? Why is knowledge the first thing we ask for? Why is Hashem Magen Abraham more than anyone else? Why is Tchias HaMeisim so overemphasized in the second bracha? If none of these questions came up, it probably means you don't spend enough time thinking about what you're davening. In our yeshiva, there's plenty of time during Shmoneh Esrei that's allocated for Shmoneh Esrei to spend time davening properly. You finish davening, so you open up the sefer, you read a little bit of the Rambam, it's true, but great, you study a Torah, I don't know, you still have to show whatever sefer you have to be by a month, something on the parsha. That's only once you're done davening. There's so much time allocated towards davening. And I'll say it maybe stronger. If you don't pick up good davening habits in yeshiva, there's a good chance you won't have good davening habits out of yeshiva. It's only more difficult as a balabas to work on davening. It's only more difficult when you know your wife is getting three kids out to work, and you got to get to work yourself, three kids out to school, and you got to get out to school yourself, and you're coming home late, and mincha's in the middle of lunch break, which means you got an hour break, and you want to eat your lunch and sit back and relax and check your email, whatever you're doing during lunch break, and have a mincha. If you don't develop good habits and skills, now it's not impossible. And it's discouraging. It's more difficult. I'll say in the more positive way. The best place to pick up good davening habits is your yeshiva. It just requires a little conscious effort. And it's difficult because it requires a lot of physical and emotional energy to learn them. It really does. To put in 10, 12, 13 hours a day into Talmud Torah requires a lot of physical energy. To constantly be smiling and positive and upbeat and, you know, sincere. Working on midos requires a lot. Physical and emotional energy. Spiritual energy. You want to work on Yirat Shamayim and Shmiras HaMitzvot. These are not difficult. Easy things either. They're difficult things to work on. You're trying to work on being more of a machman, being more machman and shmiras hamitzvahs. For some reason, why? We've got a culture that the dinim of negiah are thinking very lax. You're working on the dinim of negiah. You're working on the dinim of lashon hara. You're working on the dinim of ben adam lechavera. Ein achinam. No one ever said it was easy to excel. That doesn't mean there's not a reason not to. There's no reason why tefillah is not one of the most integral, significant parts of the Lord's Hashem. People should work on tefillah, people should grow in tefillah, people should develop a more appreciation of their relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. I think Hashem will all be successful together. Have a chance.